Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our guest today is Deborah Thunderbeat. Hi, Deborah. Welcome.
Hi, David. Hi.
And as usual, we'd like to set an intention for the show. And the intention Deborah thought of is waking up. Waking up and into the light.
Yes.
And we'll hold
that. The light, the higher frequencies of light.
Yeah. So we'll hold that frequency of that intention for the show.
Mm.
But before we get started, I wanted to tell people about some things happening here at the school. And first of all, we've got our next semester is starting September 2nd in both audio recording and sound healing, two different certificate or associate degree programs. And you can do a combination if you like as well. That program is 3.5 months for the certificate and 1.25 years for the associate degree. And we've got about 12 different instructors. It's quite effective. It's really powerful what we do here. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we also practice as well on each other with tuning forks and voice and bowls. We've got a whole store full of equipment that students get to use. We've also got an online version of that if you're interested. I think the next start time is the 20th. I know it's actually in about 2 weeks. It's like right after August 1st. So, and we've got that's for the sound healing, but we've also got the audio program online as well, and that's going to start in about 2 weeks as well. So if you're interested in that, you can give me a call at 415-777-2486, or you can go online at soundhealingcenter.com and check it out, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We've also got some events coming up on Friday, August 15th, we've got a gong bath with Danny Goldberg, and Danny brings in gongs and Tibetan bowls. He's got a lot of Tibetan bowls, you know, place the bowls on the body and bang the gongs. It's, oh my God, it's very, very powerful, and it's only $20 for the night. 7:30 to 9:30 on Friday, August 15th. We've also got an open house on Sunday, August 24th, from 1 to 6. We vibrate people into bliss and talk about different things we do. We get very high with a lot of sound meditations. And then, coming up at the end of August, August 30th and 31st, we've got a retreat in Mount Shasta. And by the way, if you pay in full for any of this, any of the classes or the Mount Shasta retreat by August 1st, you get a discount. So it's like early bird payment. But the Mount Shasta retreat is it's amazing. We're at Stewart Springs, which has really wonderful healing water. We're right on a river. And, of course, we've got all the Lemurians there that we're humming along with for 2 days. I mean, there's supposed to be 3 million Lemurians inside of Mount Shasta,
wow.
And they are in love and light, and we just pick up on their energy and go for it. And Emmanuel will be there, and also we'll be hooking up with I'm blanking on her name, Beverly from the Crystal Room, who helps actually design the alchemical crystal bowls. She's going to do an ascension with the bowls there as well. There's still room for that, and you can find that on the web as well. And then we also have all our treatments we do online, as well as here at the Institute. We've got about 10 different treatments you can find at soundtherapycenter.com. And then all the instruments from the store. We've got a wide range of sound healing instruments, including the crystal harp, which I've been playing with a lot lately, is crystal quartz crystal tubes that are really, really quite amazing. We have a lot of really interesting technologies, too. So that's at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com, although you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay? But the big thing we have happening, of course, is our Sound Healing Conference, September 26th to the 29th, and that's at the Oakland Kaiser Tower, which also has like a 2,000-person garden park on the outside. So we're going to have the conference inside and a big sound healing festival outside at the same time. We have tons of exhibitors. We've got concerts every night. We've got right now it's probably about 60 different presenters that are going to be presenting and doing sound healing. And we've got a full range of people that are going to be doing sound healing treatments on people that are signed up for the conference. So you can get free sound healing treatments and go on the sound tip, sound chair as much as you want. It's just going to be really quite amazing. This is our fourth conference. And one of our main presenters is Devorah here. And so I wanted to talk to her about what she does. Well, let's see. First of all, tell us about where you came from. What's your background? How did you come to be who you are?
That's a big question, actually. I'll keep it earthly, okay?
No. Our listeners are used to blasting off, so it's okay.
Oh, good. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, basically, all my life I was very... I'm a musician, and I started playing music when I was 11, so, and then I went to Eastman School of Music, and I've been playing a full set of drums in rock bands in... For like over 27 years.
Wow.
And I was always fascinated when I in that realm about how the keys affected people. Each key, you know, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they affected, every key I noticed affected a person differently. When I was very young, you know. So that was kind of what I was self-teaching myself, because I was always experimenting. How does that make you feel? The key of A. And then I was listening to songs. Okay, what key is that in? And is it how it affects people? So very, very, like 20s, you know, when I was 20, I was always, like, fascinated by that.
Do you know we actually find people's soul frequencies here, what note they are?
Yeah, I'm A.
You're an A?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm a B.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. I found that, you know, it's interesting. I found that when people are really close on the notes, it's not necessarily a dissonant chord. It's actually one person seems to bend up and the other one bends down, and they often meet really easily.
Well, it's like your chakras, you know, you're always fluctuating. And you know, that sometimes you're in the heart mode or whatever, and that's an F, and... sometimes you're in your intuitive mode, or you're connecting with spirit, which is your B, as your crown chakra. So I really, I've been utilizing that system with the key system, which has only been out, what, for maybe 20, 30 years, where the root chakra C, sacral is, you know, D, mm-hmm. and then... solar plexus is the key of E, heart is F, and throat chakra G, and then A, third eye, and then B, crown chakra. So it really does work, and I have a chakra CD that actually I put out in, 2002, and it was voted number one chakra CD in the country for healing and activating your chakras, and it's I use it almost like every week myself. I'm like, I wrote this. This is great. No, I'm laughing because I really actually got it, all the knowledge and information from that CD when I was overnight in the Great Pyramid of Egypt. And I walked out of the pyramid, and all of a sudden there's an angel appeared, and I said, what is your name? He said, Archangel Gabriel. And he kept saying, color, light, sound. Seven is the sacred number. Seven, color, light, sound. And I was like, phew. And he embedded like this knowledge. And this is like in 1997.
Oh, I have to tell you, you know, Gabriel is one of the main archangels that I've connected with.
Well,
I mean, really. I have to tell you, real briefly and let you continue.
Go ahead.
I was in the hospital, and And this woman did a treatment on me, and she brought in all these different lights of being light, right? And Gabriel, she said, was holding open my third eye and crown, and the whole room turned into white light for 4 hours.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so now I've got a really good connection with Gabriel. So yeah, so okay, and also I've been in the Great Pyramid and had experience too. Keep going. This is cool.
Yeah. So Gabriel, well, he's, you know, Gabriel, come blow your horn. He's a messenger, but he's a musician. You know, come blow your horn. He has the horn as a symbol. You know.
You know, it's so interesting. I realize I don't know hardly. I know a lot about most of the archangels and ascended masters, but I've never really remembered or checked out Gabriel because
he has the horn. Even in Europe, and they have all these beautiful statues, and he's always holding his horn. Horn is sound.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right, cool.
Check that out. Is that awesome? So he gave me the knowledge of, so I was so curious for many, like, you know, 10 years of these, you know, the activational tones and the keys. And he said, color, light, sound, seven. Seven is a sacred number. And I said, oh, he's talking about the chakras, I said. And then he gave me these, the whole outline of the CD. You know, so I was there for 30 days in Egypt in 1997. And that was the 10th day I was there. He gave me all this knowledge. I wanted to go home right away and write the CD. I was so excited about it. And I said, what am I, crazy? I'm in Egypt, you know.
You know where I found my note, my B note, was at the Temple of Horus in Egypt. And I walked onto it, and I knew, I started toning that note, and I knew I'd lived there.
Interesting. Because, you know, actually Horus, that temple, he needs that because he is, I've been there, you know, a few times, and I always hear him say, go away. That's the only temple I hear, leave me alone, this is my home. I always hear that. And I feel this lower frequency, like he's like hurt, or you know, like emotionally, and that B will bring him more into the light. So that's a really good thing I would suggest, is, you know, toning in that place for him. The energies in Egypt are still there. The ancient energies and knowledge is amazing. So they're all there. Just if anybody wants to go to Egypt, you know, just don't think and meditate and go, you know, into the temples, and you'll receive a lot of information.
Yeah.
But you were talking earlier to me personally before we got on air about Metatron. Metatron has come to me, I think that was in 1998, and he gave me, it was very strange. I didn't understand it for many years. He goes, your number is 202-2030, and I'm like, what is that? You know, but at the time I was studying the Keys of Enoch, and I looked it up, and it was about the 22 DNA activations and the golden light codes. And I said, oh, okay, but it took me many years to put it all together. It was very intense for me, you know, kind of over my head at the time. And now I know that a few years ago, initiated to do 22 DNA activations. So that is the next step for everyone, in the sense of not just 22, the 12 DNA activations. The scientists know, you know, that we have 12 DNA. That's as far as they know.
I've never really understood exactly what that means.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know what we're supposed to have 3 now, and what we actually have 12, and are those like the caduceus strands?
They're, I don't know what caduceus strands are, but they are our genetic codes and our knowledge, what we come in with, our coding that we come in with, our...
Physical number of strands in our DNA, it's kind of the coding.
Yeah, it's more like our and we carry on the coding with our family line. Like, for instance, your DNA that you carry from your genetic line, when you're, if you know all your family that you're, you know, your ancestors, people, you know, goes way back to a thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
You actually carrying their knowledge and DNA with your knowledge and DNA, but they can hold karma in their DNA, not your karma, their karma, and you can actually go, why do I keep repeating this? Or like, why do I do that? I don't even think that way.
Mm.
That's because it's your genetic line. And you can actually clear that. I can actually clear that, or, you know, a Metatron can clear that.
Uh-huh.
And it's very involved, but what I'd like to talk about is, okay, everybody's been working on their chakras, which is extremely important, keeping into balance, you know, for many, many years now. And I just want to say about the chakras that it's, every chakra is very important. They will all work as one, the seven. But I meet a lot of people that go, oh, I just like to be in the higher chakras.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hello. Every chakra is a psychic center. Every chakra is a psychic awareness. So if you're just going to get two or three activated, your awareness is cut off. So, you can't manifest things if you're not grounded. You can't manifest things in life. And let's say you want to, you know, help the world. If you're up in your higher chakras and you're not grounded, then you're not going to be able to manifest and maneuver through this dimension. It is a lower dimension here on this planet, but if you're not grounded, it's going to be difficult for you to be able to maneuver. So it's very, very important always about the chakras.
You want to hear something really weird, really kind of odd? Okay, so I've always felt the exact same thing, that you have to have all the chakras humming simultaneously,
mm-hmm.
and then the kundalini energy can flow, you
mm-hmm.
know? And if there's blockage or overactivation in any area, then it's not, you're going to have a blockage of energy flow through the whole system. But, you know, there's something that bothers me, and see what you think about this. This, I don't know if you've heard this before, but the C to B thing, that there's a couple of things that bother me about that. And first of all, C to B, it bothers me that the crown is not the home note again. It's a B instead of a C, and it's, because it feels like it's not complete when you get to the B. But here's the big thing that bothers me: when all of the notes are playing C to B at once, they don't sound good. If you play C to B on a keyboard, even in ancient tunings, it doesn't sound harmonious, and that bothers me.
It's interesting you say that, because the chakra CD, there's eight tracks, not seven, and the eighth track goes to, it starts at the C, and it goes up to the B, so it's C, D, E, A, you know, up to the B,
uh-huh.
and then it goes up to the higher C,
I like that.
Which I call ascension track,
uh-huh.
and I call it the ascension track, and then that track is actually a 10-minute track, because each of the tracks are 7 minutes long. But the ascension, then it goes down and goes through each chakra about 1 minute to balance and ground again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a healing tool, like for, you know, if you're having a massage and you don't get off the table like all like spaced out. You know, you're grounded and you can drive. You know.
Yeah. Oh, that's
but
great.
But what you're saying, I agree with you totally. So that's why that came in very strong. It was the C to C. So it was a low C, starts with a low C, and it ends with a high C, basically. And that is the balance.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So it brings it into completion, and it brings you into the higher state of ascension. I call it ascension awareness. You know.
So what is it you do? What's your life like now? What do you do now?
right this minute. That's a long story. I'm working since I've been a musician and activational artist for sound healing. I've put in, speaking of Egypt, I have written a theatrical show called Egyptian Sun, Gods and Goddesses. And it's the ancient Egyptian creation story of where the gods came from and their powers, their knowledges, their supernatural, as we would call it now, but we all have them. And it teaches, I call it edutainment. It teaches, like, we come from the stars, we return to the stars, and it has a whole storyline of the ancient knowledge that has been actually kept secret for many, 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 it's even to this day. I've talked to so many Egyptologists, and they said, oh, shh, when I ask certain questions, they, shh, we cannot talk about that, you know? And like, what?
It's so funny that there's so much secrecy back then, it seems like. That's
it
what you
still
hear
is.
So often.
I mean, there's so much secret. So I'm bringing out the secrets and or the knowledge. I call it not secrets, but the knowledge that has been hidden. And now it's time to reveal it through a theatrical color, light, sound show. So the music is very activational. So you're going to be activated when you see this journey, and you're going to be, color with the color, light, sound, dance through the story of the ancient knowledge of the gods and the goddesses. So that's what I'm working on now.
So you're just developing it to do a showing?
I just got sponsored by a theater. I've been working on this actually for a few years. I've written 18 songs, fully composed them, and I wrote the script. And now we're starting rehearsals. Actually, we started rehearsals last Sunday with the dancers. So it's my dream
cool.
is coming through.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're just getting funded to do a play also. So really.
Yeah, we're looking for funding too. It's like, you know, I said I can't wait for the funding. But people, I'm just putting up a thing on Indiegogo probably in a few days to get funding for costumes and to get this vision out there. But we're moving forward no matter what, you know.
Are you going to take it on tour? Or is it just going to where's it going to be?
I would love to take it on tour. That's my dream and vision.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I've presented it to the Luxor in Las Vegas, and they said they wanted it right away. With my video, but they said, well, so who's your backers? I said, I don't have any. And they said, well, we don't back any shows. You can have to come in here with a backer. We can give you the theater, but you need a backer. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, how do I do that? I'm not good at those things, you know.
Wow. Tell us more of what the story is about, if you can.
Well, yeah, there's many messages in the story. What's really interesting, it's in the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead. They call it, that's not the real name. It's actually Emerging into Light is the name of the book. It was just, I guess, what do you call that? It was misinterpreted. The name of the ancient, we're talking ancient, thousands of years ago, the book, there's scriptures, there's scrolls, and anyway, they talk about the nine major gods and goddesses that came down, and the ancient Egyptians called them gods and goddesses. They did not call themselves gods or goddesses, they just came down from Sirius, the planet Sirius. And then there's, you know, they came from different planets, like Ra is the sun god, and Thoth is, he utilizes the moon, and there's, like, all these different energies. So, I talk about that or go through that, the elements and how they develop the earth. And anyway, it's a really long story, but it's really the basic, one of the major things, the messages is, that we come from the stars and then we return to the stars, and we all have there's Pleiadians and there's, you know, we all have our different like areas that we're from, so and that is heaven. that it's heaven. So it's not like the old, you know, the religions where they're very, very, I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't want to be opinionated, but I mean that they there's information that they don't tell. Let's put it that way. How's that?
Cool.
I'm laughing because I don't want to. That's a long subject right there.
So you want to listen to one of your songs?
Yeah, if you play Sunrise, that's actually one of the tracks,
okay.
One of the songs from the Egyptian show that I've written.
Tell us about it.
Say Sunrise?
That. Yeah.
Sunrise. Are you going to be playing that one?
Yeah.
Okay, the Sunrise is basically ancient god Ra that comes in and brings in the light.
So this is a journey of coming into the light?
Yeah, coming forth into the light.
The sun rising. Cool. Okay, great. Let's check this out.
Thank you.
quite entrancing.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah, it's very cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know, it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And I always after writing or looking at my music, I go, I wrote that. It's like, when I'm writing, it's like I'm in this whole different dimension. And
I know exactly what you mean. It's like I listen to my CDs later, and I'm like, who the hell wrote that? I mean,
yeah.
I don't even really remember writing it in a way.
Right? It's like I'm not laughing at it, but it's like, wow. It's like, that's I'm just letting the whole universe flow through you, or through me, or, right? And,
right.
And when I wrote that whole CD, it's called Egyptian Sun, I got just back from Egypt in 2008 or 9, and I actually prayed to Ra, the sun god. I said, I want to write a CD with the ancient melody lines, and for 3 days. And I asked him, I want the ancient melody lines. I want the ancient melody lines. Ra, I want the ancient melody. It was kind of commanding in a sense. And then the third day, he waked me up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I have a recording studio in my house.
Uh-huh.
So I wake me up, and I would hear these melody lines, and I'd run into my studio. I had my keyboard set up, and I'm running. He would be giving me basic melody lines. So I wrote all these melody lines that he gave me, and I wrote all the songs from those melody lines.
I love it. I love it.
This is a seven-month process. Not like, a few days. No, this went on for 7 months.
Uh-huh.
And
what key
one,
was that song in?
Pardon?
What key was that song in?
Off the top of my head, I can't remember. But I'm going to tell you who came in while I was doing all the layers, because I do all the layers of the instruments and everything, not just drums, because I am, that's my main instrument is drums. But George Harrison came in.
Oh, wow.
For that song.
Wow.
And I kept saying, and he gave me actually two more songs, George, but I have them in my file. I didn't put them on the CD. And I said, okay. I'm like, thank you for being here, And it was, I know it sounds, to some people it sounds crazy, but it's really real. It's true. George.
Who works with me is Serapis Bay. Works with me, helps me with my music.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
He is he's Egyptian,
uh-huh.
Isn't he?
I don't know. Actually, I just had someone tell me recently that Serapis Bay is one of my main guides, and I just know that it's really about is about beauty. And also about raising consciousness through conflict, even.
Right. Yeah, he's a very happy soul, by the way.
Uh-huh.
He's like a smiling Buddha looking kind of person, a guy or whatever. I've seen him,
Wow.
I don't know if that's wonderful. First of all, that's wonderful. I can see very clearly. The guides, and I don't know if he's come to me, but...
I found is that I believe that each guide or each archangel ascended master, they all are a specific frequency.
That's right.
Yeah.
Correct. They have their certain purpose, certain mission, certain frequency, certain knowledge, and that's their mission, and that's their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in like Gabriel is, a messenger. Archangel Michael is he's like a warrior, it's like, he's got a sword.
He's got a sword.
get rid of all that darkness. And and then the Archangel Raphael is like, love, beauty, unconditional love, So, yes, all of them have their mission.
I've got different archangels that I work with for each chakra, and I rearranged them just recently. But I do a meditation where I tune in to each chakra and let the archangels work on each one.
Wow.
And it's interesting because for the longest time I had Raphael in the second chakra, and he didn't do much. I had him there with Saint Germain, right? And he didn't do much. And then just last week, I moved him down to my root chakra, and he just opened up, and like I could feel the energy intensely.
Interesting. That is very interesting, because his color is pink. So root chakra, the colors are knowledge, and colors are frequencies, too. So instead of orange, like where you put him, you put him in the red, which the light color of red is pink, he's more associated with.
It fits better, huh?
That makes total sense. What you're saying.
So what is it you're going to be doing at the conference?
I am so excited that you invited me, and I'm so excited about this conference. This is the biggest sound healing conference in the United States.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm so smiling ear to ear. What I'm going to be doing is the new activation of the 12 DNA, because that's the next step after the chakras, or the chakras, I'm going to say they're extremely, you have to have your chakras still in balance for this next step of 12, activation of your 12 DNA. Scientists say that, let me just talk to archangels, say that, you know, most of the people down on the planet only have two to three of their 12 DNA activated, and the new indigos and crystal children that are coming in have 4 to 5, which is it's basically awareness. Scientists talk about the 12 DNA. They go, oh yeah, you know, the two or three are good, but the rest are just junk, you know, because they have no idea what the other ones are about. The other ones are about expanding our awareness of consciousness, which means our clairvoyance, our psychic abilities, we can see into higher dimensions. It's hard to explain, but it's hard to understand unless you've experienced it. You know, if you're not there, you're like, well, what does that mean? I understand kind of what those words are, but you don't know until you really experience your awakening of awareness into other dimensions, so that's what I do. So I'm going to be doing at your conference is activating, and they're going to be experiencing. So what happens is when the people they'll experience this, they'll have this knowledge. They go, oh my God, I have this knowledge. Where does that come from? It's in your DNA. You have this information that you didn't know that you had. It opens that up. And you remember, who you are, why you're here. Eventually that happens, that who you are, why you're here, your purpose. I mean, it's profound. Mm. And it's all through sound. Mm. Activation. So.
I get it completely. I just met this woman who is a major, major planetary light worker. And she's really doesn't work on people very much. She works on the planet. And being in her presence just opened up portals of higher dimensions in me. And I know what I'm meant to do.
I got chills all over my body when you said that. Beautiful. Oh my, yeah. I just bless her. What is her name?
Her name is Jan Eichstrom.
Nice.
And she's quite amazing. I mean, I have a really good connection with her. I think I've got we've been together in past lives as well. But so it's so cool that that's what you do, because it's really it sounds so out there, but it's really the path of where we're headed is to really, I believe, to come to a place where we're so tuned in that not only do we see all of our guides and other beings that are helping us, which are our soul group, really, mm-hmm. in a way. Mm-hmm. But we're also start to see the underlying patterns of the way it's all, the whole matrix of the universe and nature is put together, which is really the way of the shaman, you know, and it's what the Egyptians did. And that's really where we're headed, because a lot of people, you know, talk about healing,
it's not really healing anymore. It's awakening. You know, the healing.
Exactly.
I started feeling the word healing. It's like, well, we're not sick. I mean, really not. I mean, we just need to be awakened, you know?
And peel away, just truly. Yeah, it's because there's like, there's even around here at the school, there's different people in different areas. Some people say, oh, we got to go into the depths and really, you know, cleanse our everything that's going on, which is totally makes sense. And it's one path is to really focus on what's wrong and really break it up and get rid of it. And then there's the other path of simply resonating what's right, you know, and having all of the blockages and stuck energies just simply fall away.
Bingo. Because, yeah, when you go to the light and the higher frequencies, actually you can see more clearly what has been slowing you down and all the blockages. You go and you kind of like actually kind of look down and go, oh, now I can see it like so clearly. I couldn't understand it in a lower dimension. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah, so in the higher dimensions, it's easier to clear because you can see clearer.
Yeah.
Right?
It seems like it's interesting because it's. I think sometimes it's a process because you can only get so high until you clear a little more.
That's true.
And then, you know, as even when I interviewed Tom Kenyon, he was saying the same thing. But when you get to a certain point, then you don't work on clearing anymore. Always think of it, you know, if you were to go into a room of 3 million Lemurians in Mount Shasta, you would probably be in the zone within 5 minutes and never come back.
Totally. I'm like, I didn't realize there was, I've been to Mount Shasta a few times, and I didn't realize there was like 3 million in
there. Oh, yeah. Like, I say in Talos, there's 3 million in there.
Wow. Yeah. Just being in the energy of, like you said, being in the energy of the presence, you know, I'm like, you gotta like just be there, and then you know, you gotta feel that and transform, you know.
Oh, it's just like poof, all of your stuff is gone like that.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you never go back because it's a lot of it is just in this dimension. The problem is, of course, we do come back to the third dimension.
Well, we're on Earth, you know.
Yeah.
So we have to learn how to balance it. It's like a balancing act. So, and that's why the chakras are very important. When you have all those activated, you can, people go, God, you're so grounded. And I could they can ask me a question. I could tune into, like, the higher Akashic records or, you know, if they ask me, like, a question or whatever, I could answer it immediately through the higher sources because they're all balanced and you know, all the chakras are balanced. And I'm in tune. So that's, like, again, that's very important. The chakras are very, very ancient, you know.
I think that's one of the most powerful things you can do with sound. You know, 20 years ago, I used to have panic attacks, and I learned that I could do a chakra treatment on myself with sound and get rid of it completely and go into a total blissful state.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
That's so major.
Yeah. That's like, you know, like my CD, actually, after came out with it, I there were so many other things I found that it could do. Things that I didn't even realize. Like, you can actually play the CD in your home, and it releases, and it actually, it takes out negative energy from your home just by playing the CD. Because the frequencies are so pure and high that the lower dimensions of anything negative cannot survive or live in that or don't want to even be in there. That kind of, you know, they can't handle it, you know. They can't handle those frequencies. So I've noticed that, you know, and other people have told me so many different things. And I'm like, really? Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool, you know, because to me, it was a gift, you know.
Uh-huh.
Even though they said that I was the right, you know, person to receive this and to manifest it, but I don't call it all my own. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want to listen to another song?
Okay, which one?
What's the other one here? Let's see. It is Into the Portal.
Okay, this is off the Mayan CD that I wrote. It was called Mayan Landing 2012, and this is a galactic activation. What I received when I was down in the Mayan lands for many years. Mm. So that's what this song is about.
Okay, cool. So listen to Into the Portal now.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
That's basically what I was saying, or writing there is about how it feels when you go through the portals of the universe. Like you're traveling through the universe, and that's like, you're like, let's say, you're Merkaba or your ship or whatever. You know, it's like supposed to activate. It activates those. Kind of remembrances,
So, what do you think is the next step in your life?
In my life?
Yeah. What do you want to do as far as, or how do you think you can help change the planet in different ways? Or where do you?
It's not about me. It's about the planet, and raising the frequency is what I feel is very important. People get in stuck into the circle of mundane things, and we're programmed. You know, people are programmed. Oh, you got to work, and, to make your rent and have your house, and they don't remember why they're here because they're so, trying to survive. So just to bring them into the light of awakening, it's like, hey, this, there's a reason why you're here. And this is, a very lower dimension planet, but it's a beautiful planet. This planet is so gorgeous, and Mother Earth is so, you know, here to help us, and so.
There's so much love and light here too.
Pardon?
There's just so much love and light here too.
Yeah, and she's just so beautiful, and you know, to dwell on like how they've been, you know, been hurting her. It makes my stomach turn, you know. So, but the point is, it's just to, you know, awaken, you know, just bring into the higher frequencies. Don't dwell on the molding things, you know. Actually, simplify love, you know, love. And just be in love and be loving yourself and loving everyone around you, compassion and truth. You know, people get in the circle of I've seen so much drama, especially this month more so than this year. That people are just like going, they're like you know, going in circles, and they're trapped. And
it's funny, I've seen in the last month also, I've seen a lot of drama, but it's so funny because it seems like it's just like the last little nips of, it's like the last tiny little test before we extend, because just in the last week or a few days, I've just felt like so unbelievably high.
Yes. So that's what I'm praying for that. Definitely, and hoping that's going to happen, that they get, you know, out of, you know, get, like you said, like get rid of the old stuff, and I want to say, people, we got to have fun.
Yeah.
No one seems to have any fun anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple. It's like, can we have some fun now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, I just recently, what I watched again, I watched Mary Poppins.
Wow.
You know, it's like there's more joy in that movie than any movie I've ever seen. I mean, it is the happiest. I mean, there's so, it's so much fun. It's
fun.
Incredible.
Yes, and we need more of that. People, you know, are, you know, way too serious. I call it, everyone's way too serious.
Yeah.
You know, the spiritual people, I'm very spiritual too. Of course, I'm just saying, they get way too serious. It's like light. I call lighten up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
I don't. I'm not cutting anybody down. It's like this is like okay already. Can we have fun now?
Yeah, yeah. I just heard something really cool. They were saying there's different levels. You can be working on your stuff, or you can be resonating the light. Or you can just play.
Right.
That's what this. I heard from. Actually, I was on a show of this spiritual leader, and it's like, oh, let's just like not even work on anything, or just play, just be in the moment and play.
It makes so much sense, because when you're happy and fun, everything all your issues or whatever you're dealing with. You know, that it was your hang-ups or whatever you want to call it. You look back and go, "Oh, that's so ridiculous!
They're so
Why
small.
Was I so stuck on that?"
It is funny that humor and fun really takes you to that higher dimension where things where all the stuff looks so small and silly.
Exactly. Exactly what I'm saying.
It's interesting because, you know, I wonder if all the angels are simply laughing all the time.
Oh, they do. Oh,
yeah. They're just giggling.
It's like, come on already. They're like, you know, come on already. Can you have fun now? Or like, oh, yeah. They're like, but they're so here. I want to tell everybody, all you have to do is ask and you shall receive. And if you want some help, the angels are surrounding this planet like in masses. And they're waiting.
Bored to death.
What?
They're bored to death, just going, come on, ask.
Because it's a free will zone, and people don't understand that. What that means is that it's very karmic related here on this planet, but our whole solar system is very is set up that way. So you have to ask to receive, you know. And I'm not preaching like, but Jesus said the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
So what he was talking about is like, you know, just ask and you shall receive. It's like, I need some help with this, you know, okay, you know, I work with many angels, you know. I actually, for my healing sessions, the 22 DNA activations, I work with two major angels that are initiated to do this work with the Golden Light Codes. I was trained and initiated, and they come in, and I ask them all the time, and they're like, okay, we're ready, you know.
Cool.
Like, there's so much, they're like, okay, let's go, you know. They're like raring to go, you know.
You know, I've been working with the archangels for, you know, a few years now, much more in detail. And then just last month, I watched all these different angel presentations or videos on Gaiam TV, which I love Gaiam TV. Mm-hmm. And there's like, you know, if you do a search for angels, there's like 35 angel videos you can watch.
Wow.
from who's the main angel card lady, the...
Doreen Virtue.
Yeah, Doreen Virtue, mm-hmm. and there's a, like six of them with Doreen, and you know, the message there was just ask, and since I watched those videos a month ago, I've been asking every day for help, and then asking from different angels, different things, and tuning in, and it's really transformed my life.
Yeah.
It's exactly what Doreen says in her video, and when she's just started asking. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's like all of this stuff starts happening. And
that's
it's really quite amazing, actually.
That's totally true. And what's interesting is that I'm part Native American, and I'm going to say to everyone that angels really do have wings. They are birds. And the Native American, why I mentioned the Native American, in a Native American, they call them the people from the bird tribe.
We've got to wrap up.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being here and talking with us. It's been fun.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited to come to your conference. And anybody wants to, you know, hear my music, more of my music at thunderbeat.com.
What's it? What is it?
Thunderbeat.
Thunderbeat.com.
Thunderbeat.com. And
uh-huh.
make an example of my music and
perfect.
Check it out.
Perfect. And again, we end with our intention of
bringing into the light.
Going into the light. Higher and higher in consciousness. More and more awakening.
Yeah.
And we can hold that intention into the evening, into the yeah. rest of the week, into
yeah.
months ahead.
Thank you so much, David.
Yeah. Into years ahead. We'll hold that intention for lifetimes. Thank you for it.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.